In this portion of our canoe regatta coverage, I had the pleasure of interviewing Jan Pavlok, who is the first woman and in the first class of the Regatta Hall of Fame. Jan, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What year did you do your first regatta?
It was in the mid-70s. My husband's friend, Ed Newsham in Oneonta, asked him if he'd like to do this dumb thing and do the 70-miler from Cooperstown down. And my husband, Tom, said yes. So he and Ed did it for 2 years. And then I decided, maybe it was 73, because David was born in 70. I said, I want to do it, Ed, sorry. And so my husband and I got involved, and that's how we started doing it. The first year, being rather foolish, we raced it. Came in fourth, and we said, all this effort to be fourth, forget it. So from then on, we just went ahead and enjoyed the day on the river, and it was wonderful. It was nice.
You were the first woman to enter the 700-mile club. How did that feel?
Oh, it was such fun. I was just so excited, and it was just kind of a fun thing, yeah. I tell you, a much more memorable year was 2 years before that, when my husband was entering the 700 club. That was the year it rained, and we started out, and we thought, okay, this won't continue all day, but it did. That was a really interesting adventure. I know at the finish line, I shook for like 2 hours. I was in such shock, but we wanted to finish. We didn't pull out because it was his 700th year.
Now, was that the one where there was lightning and thunder as well?
Oh my gosh, yes. And we pulled aside and stood on some of the porches above Googie Deer Lake too, because it was just like, so we have to get out of the water. So, yeah.
But you did struggle through and finish. That's great.
And there were very few finishers, as I recall. They just, because most people were sensible and did pull out, but it was very meaningful to Tom. So we stayed in.
You were also instrumental in getting the Girl Scouts as part of the regatta. How did that come about?
Being part of the regatta, we knew there was Boy Scout races on Saturday. And at that time, I was a Girl Scout leader, and I'd been a Girl Scout all during my elementary school and senior high years. So I was very much, Girl Scouts were important to me. So I thought, well, wait a minute, we'll contact Indian Hills Council and see if they were interested in putting together the Girl Scout. And they were. So Tom and I wrote a simple manual to send out to troops in the area. And so it was organized. And we had quite a few troops come from different areas to participate in that. And I asked two of my older girls in the group if they wanted to be part of it. And they said, oh, yeah, they wanted to learn to canoe. So my husband and I taught them to canoe. Then our daughter said, well, why are you teaching other kids to canoe? We want to do it, too. So then our girls got involved. And then before we knew it, the whole troop was involved and the whole service unit was involved. Because 1 year we had girls entered in all the races, the endurance race, the three-segment relay, and then the short
sprint.
Sprint one, yeah. And 1 year, we took first in all those categories. So the Unadilla Girl Scouts were thrilled.
Well, that's great, because now the girls, I mean, you are probably aware of this, troops come from many different states, New Hampshire and Pennsylvania, and Syracuse, Rochester, New York, and areas like that. There have been scouts down from Maine in the past and all, and so from you getting the girls involved in this now, it must make you proud to see that so many come from the Northeast.
Indeed it does, yes.
Speaking of pride, you will be in the first class of the Regatta Hall of Fame, and the only woman, too. Were you surprised?
I was delighted that they were doing this. I just thought, how neat. And then when I looked back on what I did, I guess it is something to, I just never considered it, because at the time it was just something I wanted to do, but yes.
How did it make you feel to think that these people that know a lot about the General Clinton Canoe Regatta, like Dick Davies and others, thought, Jan Pavlok has got to be in our Hall of Fame?
I'm very pleased, and I've since had a lot of feedback from people who are very pleased that I'm part of it, too. So that was good that people noticed, because, like I say, I was just doing it because I thought it was fun and enjoying it myself, and to be recognized by others is wonderful.
Do you ever get the bug to get back in the canoe and do it again?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I have a friend who canoed with one of my children. Well, she had an adult daughter. And when they did it, she said she never remembered Oneonta Down. So she wanted to do it again. And so we got on the water, and we were in the women's class, and there were four entries that year. And there were two canoes of jockettes, younger women, broad shoulders, tank tops, water jugs. And we thought, go for it, ladies. Well, we got to the finish line, and they were announcing the winners. And we go, what? and we were the only ones there. So we had won. So I don't know if these other people had burned themselves out or what happened, but we thought, wait a minute, this is a good year for me to stop. So go out a winner.
Yeah.
But I am tempted every year. It's like, oh, this would be so. And I remember the river. I mean, after you've done it so many times, you just remember the curves and the dams, and the weather is different. I mean, some years we thought we did more hiking. The water was so low than we did canoeing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get tired of pushing yourself off of the shoals. And
so do you think you'll ever do the regatta
possibly
again?
I wouldn't discount it.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom all my years, and I do have a fiber arts business. So I spin and weave and knit and crochet, and fills my time. And
so you spin and weave. Mm-hmm. Explain that further. What?
My main thing is I have a line of ornaments where I take wool and wash it and pick it and card it and spin it and make sheep out of it, basically. And then Canada geese in five different poses, and the sheep are in, there's 21 different kinds.
Yeah. And you get orders from all over the place,
yes,
I've heard.
Yes, I do. My biggest thing was working for Colonial Williamsburg for, I don't remember how many years, but this is when I had teenage daughters at home, and we would do 3,000 ornaments a year for them.
Wow.
And ship them off, and we were in their catalog, and Vermont Country Store, and Sturbridge Village, and the American Museum of Frontier Culture in Virginia, so, yeah. And cool. Then a lot of individuals from around the world. I've had orders from Europe and Australia. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, and a big, big congratulations. By the time this interview airs, you would have been inducted into the first ever Hall of Fame for the Canoe Regatta, the first class with people like Serge Corbin. And
I've been on the water when he has come by us, and he's so great. They just say, canoe on your left, and so smoothly go by you. It's a pleasure to see them.
Yep,
and, of course, we go, that's how we should be paddling.
Congratulations
thank
to you. What a great honor for you, and thank you very much for coming and speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Jan Pavlock of Unadilla, the first woman inducted into the Regatta Hall of Fame. For Canoe Regatta Coverage 2012, I'm Craig Stevens.